Hello, SGEM listeners. My name is Salim Rezai. I'm the creator and founder of Rebel EM, a clinical education blog. I'm a staff emergentologist working at several non-academic community hospitals in San Antonio, Texas. Ken asked me to give you a bit of a rant on why association does not imply causation. And this is a very important point to understand. In observational trials like this before and after trial, researchers are trying to find some exposure, as in this case, of vitamin C, thiamine, and hydrocortisone, and correlate it to an outcome, such as mortality. The issue with studies like this is there are other exposures, such as time to identification of sepsis, appropriate antibiotics, amount of fluids, and so on, that are also occurring simultaneously. These other exposures, also known as confounders, can affect the relationship between the explanatory variable and the end outcome. Therefore, it is possible that the explanatory variable could actually cause an increase or a decrease in mortality, and that other confounders could actually explain the improved mortality. In blinded randomization studies, patients are randomized to separate arms of a trial. If the study is done well, hopefully the confounding variables will become distributed evenly between the groups. This allows less of a chance that the end result occur due to any one of those confounders and more likely to be explained by the explanatory outcome. At this time, given the level of evidence is observational, with too many confounders to account for, this study will not change my practice. The authors correctly do not claim causation, but rather say the study suggests the treatment may reduce mortality in patients with severe sepsis and septic shock. Another way of saying this is a hypothesis-generating study. Well, thanks for letting me state my two cents, Ken. This is The Rebel, signing off.